The Avs are winning like it's 1999. If only the Red Wings were still in the Western Conference so they could smash those punks too.
You guys suck!
Your home for Colorado Avalanche hockey. Extra Sports 1300.
Drive Time Sports here on Extra Sports 1300. Ryan, Chris Wheels with you in studio. The Switchbacks are continuing to remake their roster for the 2018 season, which begins on March 17th against LA Galaxy 2. Their latest signing is a name that's very familiar for those of you who are fans of professional soccer in this state. He was part of the Rapids team that won the MLS Cup, and he's done a lot of winning on basically every level of soccer in the United States. Stuart Seyous joins us right now. Stuart, welcome to Colorado Springs. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Brad.
So other than the biking scene here in Colorado Springs, which I know is a big interest of yours and a big plus for Colorado Springs, I guess is the way I would put it. What else brought you to Colorado Springs into the Switchbacks? Why was this a fit for you from your perspective?
A major part of it is just, you know, my love of Colorado. I think it's a great place in general. I thoroughly enjoyed Denver, and I just know that the people in Colorado Springs are going to embrace just a high level of soccer and give me a chance to continue working on my craft and hopefully give him something exciting to watch.
So, Stuart, you've played all over the U.S. Do you think playing at altitude is a real advantage in soccer?
It sure is.
You're a little bit of background for those who may not know your story, Stuart. Your parents immigrated from Haiti in order to give you a better shot at the life than you would have had in Haiti. How has that sacrifice that your parents made kind of shaped who you are and how you go about your craft?
I think my parents coming from Haiti kind of catapulted me to kind of push to be a first-generation kid that you know, makes them know that their sacrifice was worth it. They came a long way. They came to a lot of unknown things, unknown territory for them, had to learn a language, and, you know, just being their first wave of kids, I think it's important for me and my sister to continue growing what they started. Mm.
And speaking of being first generation, you go to SUNY Albany to go to college. You play soccer there. You leave early to go pro, but yet 6 years later, you're graduating magna cum laude. See, I can't even say it.
We
that's
don't even
how
know
poor
what that
of a
is.
Right. I know it's good. I didn't have a shot at it when I was in college.
C's get degrees.
But right, you go back after you're an established professional goalkeeper. You still want to go back. You still thrive in your final classes. You don't just coast and get the degree. You graduate top of your class. Why was that so important to you to go back after you had carved out a professional soccer career?
Yeah, my parents really pushed education, and even throughout, you know, getting drafted, I was super excited coming home and telling my parents, you know, I'm leaving college and going and playing pro at the highest level in America. And my mom's message was just make sure you finish your degree. Mm. So, you know, I kept that in mind. And while I was in Colorado, I took a few classes. I was at a Colorado University of Colorado Community College, I think it was. And then I did some in Atlanta where I finished up my degree.
Mm. Joined by Stuart Seyous, he is the newest member of Switchbacks FC. They opened the season on March 17th against LA Galaxy 2. What do you do with a biology degree, Stuart?
That's a great question. Practically, as a job, I can't say I really do much. I learned a lot in college. I learned a lot about the anatomy of the body. I think it's a major part of why I've been able to take care of my body so well. I just have a love of learning. I think biology kind of accentuated that. I was able to kind of pick and choose what classes I was interested in. And, you know, I had dreams of going to med school when I was in college, you know, being my backup plan if soccer didn't work out. Those are long gone, but I think the biology major kind of just gave me the platform for work. And you know, I was in school, I was studying really hard, I was working a night job, just trying to keep pushing the family name and doing something positive for, you know, for all my peers, all my friends that are back home.
So, Stuart, how did it feel when you finally finished it after all that time and it was a goal that you had set? What was that feeling to finally just accomplish it?
It was relieving. It was a long time coming. It actually is crazy. I was in training camp for Copa America when I was finishing up my degree. So it was kind of hectic. I was, you know, going double sessions and then in the middle of the day just trying to cram out some of my last lab work just to finish up. And, you know, I was kind of I was really blessed to have just a lot of teachers who understood what I was doing and, you know, the sacrifices I had to make in the classroom just to, you know, keep my head above water, just being that I couldn't be there all the time. But it was good to be able to work with some of the teachers throughout, you know, the school systems that I've been in. And just, it's just definitely a sigh of relief and a major accomplishment in my lifetime so far.
So, Stuart, you're coming to the Switchbacks after a disappointing season. You're going to fill the pipes here. Coach Treat, you talked about bringing players into town that had that winning attitude. What can you bring to the Switchbacks this year that they may not have had last year?
What I will bring is I don't like to lose. So I think I have a very good way of firing up my teammates, letting them know that losing is unacceptable, and just kind of working hard every single day to just make sure we are doing everything it takes to be a winning team.
So I'm driving in today, Stuart. Stuart Seus, newest member of Switchbacks FC, joining us here on Drive Time Sports. And I'm listening to this track, and it's called Llama versus Lion. I don't know if you've – it's very good. You should listen to it sometime. The artist's name is Stu Money. Have you heard of this person?
Stu Money. I think, yeah, Stu Money. He sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Stu Money is he's a rapper that came from West Haverstraw, New York.
Yeah,
nice.
He is.
So it's not you. Do you...
That's a New Yorker in Stu.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, I just think that people should check it. That's on YouTube. They can find that.
Yeah, you can go straight to YouTube if you type Stu Money with a dollar sign. The song is titled Llama vs. Lion. I actually just released my second song ever. That was actually the first song I've ever made. I released my second song ever that I produced and did everything on. I think yesterday I released it. It's called Life Hard Life Bars by Stu Money.
If it is radio appropriate, can you drop a line for us, or do you need to be in the correct atmosphere?
We will have to keep that to the correct atmosphere. I don't think it's radio appropriate yet. I will have a radio appropriate version coming soon, though.
All right, very, very
cool. We need the edited version.
We need the edited version, but we get it first, and we'll
it could play be a bump.
We'll play it on the show.
You guys will get the edited version and be the first to play it.
Nice,
amazing. All right, so a goalkeeper, a professional goalkeeper that's won at virtually every level that there is to win at. He graduated top of his class.
Summa cum laude.
There you go. Yeah. You say it better than I can. He is a rapper. You are an investor in NGA Soccer International, so goalie mitts that you rep. That's your company. You're doing it all, man, and you're bringing it here to Colorado Springs. That's
Stu, awesome. Can we just call you just the Springs Renaissance, man?
I just try to be able to have, you know, my hand in a little bit of everything and just kind of use the time. I have a lot of time as a professional athlete, and I just try to make the most of it.
Well, hopefully you could get your hands on some opposing players' shots coming up in March as the Switchbacks open the season. They'll start at home for the first 2 weeks, which is rare. March 17th, be there. Green beer, great soccer, that whole thing. It's going to be a lot of fun this season out at Widener Field. Stuart, really appreciate the time, man, and we'll catch up as we get closer to the season. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. There's Stuart Seyus, Switchbacks goalkeeper,
Llama
joining us here on
Lion,
Time
huh?
Sports. Yeah.
I like that.
I found it. Llama versus Lion. You can also follow Stuart, by
Save
the way,
your drama for your llama.
On Insta and Twitter at Stuart. That's with a D. Seyus is C-E-U-S. All
if you word. If you misspell the last name, but you put Switchbacks in there, you'll find out how to spell it correctly.
That's right. And speaking of Switchbacks,
yeah,
log on to SwitchbacksFC.com. Get your season tickets now and your single game tickets, and get ready for the season because it is. Fast approaching again, March 17th against LA Galaxy 2. Los Dos, as they are affectionately known to people who like them. We don't, so we don't call them that.